Marlon Brando was such a thrilling and saddening blend of elements. Heart-stoppingly handsome in his 20s, bloated and nearly immobile in his last films, a raw, visceral delivery, but a voice that came from somewhere near his eyebrows. The adulation of millions and Hollywood's top awards, personal tragedy, one child imprisoned for murder, the other a suicide. And in wrapping it all, the blinding, brilliant talent, a kind of actor we'd not seen before. Oh, my, the crushes we had on him, screaming and sweaty in his undershirt and muscles. The hormones, the hormones. But Brando's genius rested less in his looks or his delivery than in how he thought about the characters he created, thought about how they would behave, the unconscious actions that weren't written in the script. Brando in Last Tango in Paris, grieving, desperate, before he plunges over a balcony to his death, he removes the wad of gum from his mouth and sticks it under the railing. Brando in On the Waterfront, picking up Eva Marie Saint's glove and putting his own hand inside it. Nobody gave Brando those ideas. All a director could do was get out of his way and let him act. In 1972, The Godfather reminded audiences of Brando's power. He was Don Corleone, a mob boss with high hopes for his son.
But I'm a superstitious man, and if some unlucky accident should befall him, if he should get shot in the head by a police officer, or if he should hang himself in his jail cell, or if he's struck by a bolt of lightning, then I'm going to blame some of the people in this room, and that I do not forgive.
Brando's Don Corleone could turn Tony Soprano into an after-dinner snack. Years back, recuperating from a surgery, I held a Marlon Brando film festival in my bedroom. I watched most all his movies in chronological order. I saw the fire of early 50s Brando, the phoned-in work of some middle years, 1967's Countess from Hong Kong, for instance, and I saw Brando's brilliance rekindle in the 70s. Your Marlon Brando may be yelling Stella up a staircase, or plotting revolution in a drooping mustache, or scolding Romans and countrymen at the funeral of a slain leader. My Marlon Brando, curiously, is the one who stopped gambling to sing and took lumps for it in Guys and Dolls. But he sang so earnestly and openly, sang with heart, bravely.
A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite.
Oh, Marlon, 18 minutes past the hour.